I'd like
to call this meeting to some sort of order, if that is at all possible.
Careful, light, friend, sir.
Not now, love.
Look, come on, please. I mean, everybody, there's some important news. We've made a discovery.
Is it on the agenda?
Oh, don't give me that.
Well, I'm sorry, but speaking as a fully trained management consultant, I must insist on the importance of observing the committee structure.
A prehistoric planet?
Address the chair. Yes.
There isn't a chair. There's only a rock.
Well, call it a chair.
Why not call it a rock?
You obviously have no conception of modern business methods.
And you have no conception of where the hell you are.
Look, shut up, you two. Just shut up. I want a table of motion.
Bolder emotion, you
mean. Thank you. I think I've made that point. Now, listen.
Order, order.
Oh, God.
Listen, I would like to call to order the 573rd meeting of the Colonization Committee of the Planet of Fiddlewoodles.
Oh, this is futile. What? 573 committee meetings, and you haven't even discovered fire yet.
If you would care to look at the agenda sheet.
Agenda rock.
Oh, yes, go and backcomb something, will you?
You will see that we are about to have a report from the hairdresser's fire development subcommittee today.
That's me.
Yeah, well, you know what they've done, don't you? You gave them a couple of sticks, and they've gone and developed them into a pair of bloody scissors.
When you have been in marketing as long as I have, you'll know that before any new product can be developed, it has to be properly researched.
Yes,
we've got to find out what people want from fire. I mean, how do they relate to it, the image?
Stick it up your nose.
Yes, which is precisely the sort of thing we need to know. I mean, do people want fire that can be fitted nasally?
Yes, and the wheel. What about this wheel thingy? Sounds terribly interesting project to me.
Well, we're having a little difficulty here.
Difficulty? It's the single simplest machine in the entire universe.
Well, all right, Mr. Wise Guy. If you're so clever, you tell us what color it should be.
Oh, mighty Zircon, has no one done anything?
Finlon, the producer, has rescued a camera from the wreckage of the ship and is making a fascinating documentary on the indigenous cavemen of the area.
They're dying out. Have you noticed that?
Yes, we must make a note, sir, to stop selling them life insurance.
But don't you understand? Just since we've arrived, they've started dying out.
Well, yes, and this comes over terribly well in the film that he's making. I gather that he wants to make a documentary about you next, Captain.
What? Really? I say that's awfully
He's
nice.
Got a very strong angle on it, you know, the burden of responsibility, the loneliness of command.
I wouldn't overstress that angle, you know. I mean, one's never alone with a rubber duck.
Skipper, if we could for a moment move on to the subject of fiscal policy.
Fiscal policy?
Yes.
How can you have money if none of you actually produce anything? It doesn't grow on trees,
If you would allow me to continue.
Yeah,
since we decided a few weeks ago to adopt leaves as legal tender, we have, of course, all become immensely rich.
Yes, we have
also run into a small inflation problem on account of the high level of leaf availability, which means that, I gather, the current going rate has something like 3 major deciduous forests buying one ship's peanut.
Yes.
So, in order to obviate this problem and effectively revalue the leaf, we are about to embark on an extensive defoliation campaign and, burn down all the forests. I think that's a sensible move, don't you?
Makes economic...
You're absolutely farming! You're a bunch of raving...
Well, is it? Yeah. Perhaps in order to inquire what you have been doing all this time, huh?
Yes,
you and that other interloper have been missing for months.
Well, with respect, love, we have been traveling around trying to find out something about this planet.
Well, that doesn't sound very productive. I mean,
news for you. It doesn't matter, a pair of fetid dingo's kidneys, what you all choose to do from now on. Burn down the forest, anything. It won't make a scrap of difference. 2 million years you've got, and that's it. At the end of that, your race will be dead, gone, and good riddance to you. Remember that. 2 million years.
Ah, just time for another bath. Pass me the sponge, somebody, will you?